Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
For Jake Eisenberg.
Welcome into Burns Postgame Show.
Cole Reagans dials up a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He sets a new career high with 12 strikeouts.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can, too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Swinging a chopper left side. Garcia's got it with a dive. Spins, throws, in time!
This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
Oh, boy. All right. Good evening. Let's talk about this one, Kansas City. Royals take the finale in Boston. No, it's not easy. It's never easy. It's not pretty all that often, but a win's a win's a win. And boy, do the boys need this one tonight, huh? Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. That's our phone number. That's also the text line number. As the Royals stay in it, stay in this game tonight, despite falling behind 2-0 in the first inning with your guy, Michael Wacha, on the hill. They stay in it. They battle back slowly, chipping away in the third, taking the lead in the fourth, and putting some room between them and the Bo Sox, thanks to a big swing from Jonathan India. The Royals stay in it. They come out on top. They salvage one at Fenway Park, and they stay in the fight. We stay in the fight here on the postgame show. Now, I really want to check in with everyone. How has it been? You know, how are you holding up, I guess, is the question I'm driving at. Because this feels like we, listen, I understand, I'm talking into a microphone, we're watching these games, we're listening to these games, we're not actually out there, I understand it. And yet, I swear to God, some of the bruises on my body this season are from this team. I don't know where they did it, how they did it, but I swear to God, I've worn some bumps and bruises from this season that now has a Royals ball club sitting with a record of 57-58. So I want to know how you're holding up because, you know, we talked about this in May and June, especially in June. You know, the analogy was, as Royals fans, it felt as if you were climbing into a ring, ready to throw haymakers back and forth with the opposition, knowing you were well equipped with an outstanding rotation. One of the best players in the game in Bobby Witt Jr. and one of the ascending stars in Mikel Garcia. We stepped into that boxing ring ready to throw punches, but knowing full well we were going to wear a few ourselves. Knowing that, well, especially back in May and June, the offense was so very punchless, at times you felt defenseless in that boxing ring. But we showed up every day, stuck with it, made it to the All-Star break, and suddenly, stepping into this boxing ring, it does feel different, right? mean, if you disagree, if this all feels the same to you, let me know. Again, the number, 913-586-7965. That's the Peterson and Associates phone line, 913-586-7965. But it does. It feels different. It still feels like a fight. Right? I mean, when the Royals are gifted two base runners in the sixth inning, two hit by pitches, two on with nobody out, and they get nothing in a one-run game. Now, that boxing ring felt like a prison. I'll admit it. The saving grace, of course, Michael Walken. If we're talking about this game tonight, it begins like this season. If we're being honest, if we're being fair, if we're giving flowers, it begins on the mound. It always begins on the mound. And tonight, it's Michael Walken. Six innings of two-run baseball. Like I mentioned, he gave up two runs in the first inning, but that's why you pay him the big bucks. That's why he's been in this league for 10, 12, why he'll be in this league for 15 years. It's because he stays with it, and it's not as if he had his big strikeout stuff tonight. Walken punching the tickets of only three Boston Red Sox tonight. No, he didn't have the swing and miss stuff. The changeup wasn't as devastating, but what he did, the 34-year-old relied on his experience, his guile, his arsenal, breaking out a six-pitch mix that kept those Red Sox hitters off balance. Now, the story of the night is once again Michael Walken. Hunter Harvey, Lucas Erceg, and Carlos Estevez, the big three at the back end of the bullpen combined, to shut the door and assure the Royals walk away with at least one against the Red Sox. So if we're talking about the game, yeah, to me it starts with Michael Walken. Got to give some love to this base-running unit. I thought Jonathan India and John Rave on the base paths tonight, I thought they were responsible for those two runs in the fourth inning. The base running of Tyler Tolbert in the eighth helps the Royals score their seventh and final run. So pitching, base running, you know, defense tonight, Mike Yastrzemski saves Michael Walken's bacon. And man, how crazy was it? If you were listening to the On Deck show, I talked about that exact same situation. Michael Walken facing Roman Anthony for a third time. Anthony nearly took him deep, nearly tied that game up, but Mike Yastrzemski makes an outstanding catch in the right field corner for the third out of Michael Walken's fifth inning of work. So pitching, base running, defense, and congratulations, Jonathan India, man. I hope you enjoyed that trot around the bases. A three-run blast as he is dropped in the lineup for the first time this season. I mentioned earlier today on the On Deck show, yes, I think it's too late. I think this should have been done a while ago, and we've discussed that on this show. But you know what? I'm glad Q did it. I'm glad Jonathan India handled it as well as he obviously did. Also, happy Mike Yastrzemski in that leadoff spot comes through in his first two trips to the dish, a single in the first, and a leadoff double in the third. Royals win 7-3. All right, let's talk about it. Quick check-in. How are you holding up, Kansas City? Because it has been a brutal 115 games. We have 47 to play. How you holding up? 913-586-7965 is our phone number. That's 913-586-7965. Royals now hop on that bird for a happy flight to Minneapolis. They'll open up a three-game series with the Twins Friday night at Target Field. We'll take a quick timeout. Get to your phone calls, your reaction, as the Royals salvage one in Beantown by a final count of 7-3. Your phone calls after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
And the next one. Swing and a ball well hit. Deep left field. That's way back there. And that is out of here. A home run for Jonathan India over the monster. A three-run homer. And the Royals have some daylight finally. They lead it 6-2 here in the seventh inning. Just over the monster down the left field line. Jonathan India gets it done from the seventh slot of the batting order. His sixth on the year. A big night for Jonathan, and the Royals lead is 4.
A 2-1 slider over the middle of the dish. India lifts it on top of the green monster, and a one-run lead suddenly swells to a 6-2 Royals victory. A 7-3 Royals victory, I should say. It was a 6-2 Royals lead after that three-run blast from Jonathan India. The boys would tack on one more in the eighth inning, and they salvage one in Boston. But Jonathan India's three-run home run, and you heard Stu mention, you know, finally they get that breathing room. And that's because, again, Royals are down 2-0 at the end of the first inning. They have a man in scoring position after Bobby drove in a run in the third. Man in scoring position with nobody out. And Bobby stays in scoring position. Now, Vinny advanced him to third, but then Michael Garcia nor Salvador Perez could drive Bobby in from third. So, okay, it's 2-1 Red Sox at this point. Top of the fourth inning, Kyle Isbell with one out and two on. It's a single to center to put the Royals up 3-2. Now, after that, they had a big opportunity, as I mentioned earlier, two on with nobody out in the sixth inning. A real opportunity, a gift, back-to-back hit batters to open up that sixth inning. Real opportunity to expand that lead. But Kyle Isbell can't get the bunt down, squares the bunt with two strikes, and bunts it foul for the strikeout. Randall Grichuk then blasts one 401 feet to dead center field. A great catch by Jaron Duran out there robs him of a two-run double. And after they intentionally walk Bobby Witt Jr., Vinny grounds out, so they miss a golden opportunity there in the sixth. Thankfully, though, in the seventh, Jonathan India connects on a three-run home run. As Stu mentioned, it's his sixth of the season. India scored earlier in the game. He scored on Kyle Isbell's two-run single in the fourth. So quite the final line today for India as he's in the seventh spot in the lineup. Two hits, two runs scored, and he drives in three. It's the first time all season Jonathan India's put together a stat line that consists of two hits, at least two runs scored, and at least three runs driven in. And of course, yes, he was also hit by a pitch, his team leading 11th hit by pitch. One of five different instances tonight of Red Sox pitchers hitting the Royals. First time in Red Sox history they've hit five batters in a single game. My game notes are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jay's Southland Tow. Let's hear what Jonathan India had to say after the game on the field to Joel Goldberg on FanDuel Sports Network.
Yeah, and I was just joking with Jonathan. He's usually the one getting all the hit by pitches. He only had one of the five tonight. Just one of those weird nights. More significantly, the offense gets going. You're right in the middle of it with that big home run as well. Worthy of getting a little ice from a distance from Bobby Witt Jr. What does it mean to you to be able to contribute the way you did tonight?
Yeah, that was huge. Huge for the team. We needed to come out here and, you know, get a win. We needed to salvage a series somehow, and we did. And, you know, everyone came to play tonight. You know, Walker did an unbelievable job. And we came up big in big situations, so it was awesome.
All right, let's focus on Walker. He really should be the first story because It's crazy. This is the most runs he's given up in five starts, and it's two. It's been one run every single start. What has he meant to this group in terms of being a steadying force?
I mean, he's a veteran, man. He knows how to go out there and do his job. He's a heartbeat of this team, and, you know, he keeps the boys loose. And, you know, when he's on the mound, we're comfortable, man. So seeing him walk, do his thing every night, it's a beautiful thing.
What's been the key, too, to adding all these veterans? A lot of guys that have been in this game, you've been in it for a while, but a lot of guys like a Waka, but now a Grichuk and a Yastrzemski, on. What have they brought to the mix?
It's great we added them because they bring in a lot of experience, and they help us with our hitting. They help us with our plans at the plate. And they're great off the bench when they're not playing. So, and we can put them anywhere, you know. So it's a great addition to our team.
Last thing, we've come to learn you're the ultimate team player. You're a grinder out there. We're used to seeing you bat leadoff. You're used to batting leadoff. Manager, I guess, calls you in and tells you he wants to make a change. What was the key for you in handling that and being productive tonight?
Yeah, you know what? It was just best for the team. I wasn't doing my job since the break. And we sat down, we just said, you know what, I want to win. That's the bottom line. And I'm a guy that goes out there, competes, and, you know, bottom line is to win. So, it was a good decision tonight. You know, Yaz had an unbelievable job in the leadoff spot, veteran guy, and it worked.
Great accountability, ultimate team approach. Congratulations. Enjoy the off day tomorrow, and we'll see you back Friday in Minneapolis.
No doubt. Thank you, Joe.
There you go. Jonathan India's three-run home run, tonight's MVP air conditioning cool play of the game. It's brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Have your AC running efficiently all summer with a tune-up for only $39. Go to themvpkc.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call does it all. All right, let's go to the phone calls. 913-586-7965 is our phone number. Again, that's 913-586-7965. Let's go to William in Kansas City. William, you're hitting leadoff. Go ahead.
How you doing, Vern? I just wanted to get your take on our recent moves on getting pitchers and how that's going to benefit us going to the offseason if we want to make that push.
As far as 2026 making that push, sure. William, appreciate the phone call. You know, so much of my answer and the results is dependent on the shoulders of Chris Bubich and Cole Reagans. With the assumption, whether that's smart or not, with the assumption that the both of them will be ready to go next spring, you throw Noah Cameron and Bailey Falter into the mix, that's four high-quality lefties. Now, not all of the same quality, but four bona fide big league starting pitchers coming from the left side. That is dangerous. And then on the right side, you have Michael Waka, Seth Lugo, and the young man we watched last night spin five and two-thirds innings of two-run baseball, Ryan Burgert. And sure, there are others, right? Alec Marsh will hopefully be healthy and ready to go next season. So that's eight starting pitchers right there. And then you might end up seeing a Steven Zoback, in the mix next spring. So to your question of how this could help the team if they want to go for it in 2026, well, I'm going to go back to what I was talking about earlier today on the On Deck Show and why right now's the easiest time to select which Royals jersey should I buy, because the guys that are here are basically the guys that are going to lead you for the next half decade plus. Right, Bobby and Michael. Now, Salvi's always going to be a legend in Kansas City, so that jersey's always worth buying. You know, Carter Jensen, I think, is close. But then it's Michael, it's Vinny, and that's basically it. You know, the other prospects, the other highly touted prospects in this system are all 18 and 19 years old. So, to get that type of boost that this offense just might need and likely will need this offseason, even though Jonathan India's back next year, Bobby, Vinny, Michael, Salvi should all be back next season. Caglione's going to be there in spring training next year. I think Carter Jensen's going to vie for a spot next year in spring training. Kyle Isbell's still going to be there. So a lot of the names that we've been watching for 115 games are going to be back next year for the full 162. But if you're looking for that corner outfield bat with some real thump, if you're looking for the platoon that is Randall Grichuk and Mike Yastrzemski, if you want that to be one player, sure, you could move one of those arms. The most ideal arm to move, in my opinion, would be Chris Bubich. He's going into the final year of team control. He'll be a free agent at the end of 2026. Now, if he's healthy, I'm not opposed to signing him. You developed him. He made an all-star team here. If you believe this is what we'll see from Chris Bubich into his 30s, I'll sign him to a four-year deal. But they did just sign a 35-year-old in Seth Lugo. They do have a 34-year-old in Michael Wacha under team control for another two seasons. Right? They did pay Bobby Witt Jr. They're going to rework, you would imagine, Salvi's contract. If I'm being honest with you, I would rather them re-sign or extend Mikel Garcia than I would Chris Bubich. So Bubich would be the easiest to move. And when I say easiest, I mean emotions-wise, contractually, the easiest to move. Might not be that easy if he can't prove to teams that he's healthy, right? So that might make it difficult. But bottom line, yeah, knock on wood, it does appear as if the Royals could have a big league pitching surplus this offseason to where you call up a team where they have a bat you like, and say, which one of our starters do you like? And the negotiation starts there. But I'm remembering my conversation with Royals owner John Sherman from last week, where, if you missed that, by the way, it's still on the podcast page, the All Things Vern podcast, which you get on the Odyssey app or really wherever you get podcasts. The All Things Vern podcast. My 25-minute conversation with John Sherman, he mentioned the possible surplus of pitching this team could have this offseason. But then he stopped himself because he, like many of us, remembers thinking about the possible surplus of pitching in May. Remember May? When Wacha and Lugo and Reagans and Bubich, they were all healthy. Michael Lorenzen was healthy. And you're looking down to the minor leagues going, man, we got Noah Cameron down there. Alec Marsh is going to be healthy soon. Kyle Wright's going to be able to pitch in soon. Oh, my gosh, they're going to have so many pitchers. Oh, my God, JJ's going to hold all the cards at the deadline. And then, well, you remember at the deadline, the Royals only had three healthy starters. We thought they were going to have eight. But yes, William, as of now, it does appear as if the Royals could take from their pitching depth to improve their 1-9. Thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Garrett in Olathe. Garrett, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my phone call, Vern. And it's nice to see Jonathan in here. You know, with the switch down to 7, I feel like it's going to benefit the team. And, Jonathan India always getting hit, and a nice way to pick up the win. But we need to, I think, for the next 9 games, we need to go 7-2 or better, because these teams are towards the bottom. You know, Nationals are towards the bottom. White Sox, Twins are still good, but they're, they told everybody at the trade down then, but I got one more question. What is the record for the most hit by pitches by a Kansas City Royal in history? And do you think Jonathan India could break it? I'll see you out there Monday, Vern.
All right. See you at the ballpark. First of all.
Oh, no.
Ah, that's the sound of someone who's misplaced
my debit card.
Their debit card.
Where did I leave that thing?
Not at the gas pump or the checkout counter. Or the roof of your car. Now, if he has the Chase mobile app, he can use Card Lock.
Wait, I could just lock my card.
Yep, just a few tippy taps on his phone and... that sound? That's peace of mind from Chase.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase Bank N.A., member FDIC.
This is the story of the one. As a lineman, he does whatever it takes to keep the power on in his community. And he wants a partner like Grainger, who does the same. Grainger offers the professional-grade products he needs, from voltage detectors to harnesses to hard hats, plus fast, dependable delivery. So he can rise to every challenge. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
DQ presents The Sound of Happy. Hear that? That's the DQ Chicken Strip Basket. Only $7.49 for a limited time. We're talking four 100% white meat seasoned chicken strips served with fries, Texas toast, and DQ signature country gravy. Yeah, you heard that right. For crunch time and no time, it can only be the DQ Chicken Strip Basket. Just $7.49 for a limited time. Get it delivered in the DQ app. Happy tastes good at participating locations.
Hi, this is Megan, your friend and jeweler from Shane Company. Did you know not all warranties are created equal? At Shane Company, our free lifetime warranty is all-inclusive and even protects the diamond in your engagement ring. We can offer such an incredible warranty because our rings are crafted to last a lifetime. As your friend and jeweler, our gift to you is peace of mind. At Shane Company, we also cover unlimited repairs, resizings, and cleanings for free for life, saving you thousands over time. Because a friend always has your back. Shane Company, your friend and jeweler.
This is Michael Wacha from the Kansas City Royals, and you're listening to 96.5 The Fan.
Welcome back to Vern's postgame show on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Bernier.
Here's the payoff pitch. Anthony hits it high in the air, down the right field line. Yastrzemski races back onto the track. At the fence, leaps. He got it. He brought it back. Mike Yastrzemski robs Roman Anthony deep in the right field corner. He hauls it in for the final out in the bottom of the fifth inning. A tremendous catch from Yaz at Fenway Park.
Oh, great call. Jake Eisenberg, as heard here on 96.5 The Fan, Yaz did it all tonight. Offensively, 2-for-3 with a run scored, and defensively, on a ball that would be a home run in every single stadium except for Fenway Park, a great catch by Yaz robs the rookie Roman Anthony on his contract signing day, right? He inks a 8-year, $130 million extension earlier today. Almost tied the game up there in the fifth, but instead, Yaz makes the catch, and Michael Wacha finishes off another 1-2-3 inning. Wacha was tonight's Guaranteed Foods player of the game. After giving up a 2-out, 2-run double in the first inning, Wacha retires the next 8 batters that he faces, gives up a double in the fourth, but then would sit down the next 5 batters faced. After a 1-out single to Trevor Story in the sixth inning, a 3-6-3 inning-ending double play puts the finishing touches on Michael Wacha's 11th quality start of the season. No Kansas City Royal has more this season, and the Royals top 5 in the sport when it comes to quality starts. Wacha gets the win. He's now 6-9, and again, he is tonight's Guaranteed Foods player of the game. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier. They've been doing that since 1958. Check them out by calling 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Wacha, now through 23 starts this season, is averaging more than 5.2 innings per start. 5 2/3 innings per start with an ERA of 3.36. Royals pitching staff, the second best ERA in all of Major League Baseball. And now they hand the ball to Seth Lugo. Coming up on Friday night, game one in Minnesota against the carcass of the Twins. Quite the pitching matchup, though. Seth Lugo and all-star right-hander Joe Ryan. A 6-10 first pitch coming up on Friday night. Hey, I appreciate you listening. Royals, I appreciate you salvaging one in Boston. I'll talk to you guys coming up on Friday. Royals Twins on 96.5 The Fan. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday night. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Onto the track, leaps, it's gone! Michael Massey ambushes the first pitch!
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Junior makes a catch, a tag, and a throw, and out at home plate.
To hear more from Vern during the week, tune in to Fesco and Dusty on Monday at 8:20, Cody and Gold on Wednesday at 12:30, and The Drive on Fridays at 3. This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.